Sports Radio 1310. KTCK, Dallas, Fort Worth.
We're counting down the top 10 moments in ticket history. Brought to you by Miller Lite on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Number nine.
It was training camp, Wichita Falls, 1998. We had just returned from vacation and were not only talking Cowboys and Chan Gailey, but we're talking about some things that we experienced over vacation because we just returned from summer vacation. And Junior had watched a show on Bigfoot, and it was a ridiculous show that was done by a bunch of Brits, and they were looking for Bigfoot. I think it was called In Search of Bigfoot. And he brought it up only to bring up how ridiculous the show was and how ridiculous the whole idea that there actually is a Bigfoot out there somewhere. Well, then we added to it that the only footage that we have of Bigfoot is the one of him going across Boggy Creek that everyone has seen. And we started talking about how big he was and the fact that he was 7 or 8 feet tall, and that maybe the Mavericks would have an interest in him because the Nellies kind of like freaks and foreign type players. And we just started laughing about that, and we started adding things to it that would they draft him, and if they did draft him, when it was shown on TNT and their draft coverage, would they show the footage of Bigfoot crossing Boggy Creek? And it was an absolutely stupid thing to talk about and to waste so much time with, but it's probably the hardest we have all laughed on the show over the last 10 years. And it was just on Junior bringing up a television show that he watched over vacation that all of a sudden we twisted that into the Mavericks are looking at Bigfoot, Nelly really likes his rebounding ability, and this is the footage that we have of him on NBA draft day. So it was just silly, it was stupid, but it may have been the funniest 5 minutes of the show. It's at least the hardest we've laughed. There was a good 30 seconds or so where we didn't say anything, we just laughed, and really uncontrollably. So that was probably the most ridiculous moment that we've had in 10 years, and it was all based on a television show that Junior watched while on vacation. The really sad thing about the whole thing is, not that we wasted so much time talking about it that day, but we not only replayed this once, I think we replayed it 2 or 3 times. It was the most requested thing, hey, could you replay the Bigfoot conversation? And since 1998, we have lost it. We did regain it. Someone had recorded it on cassette and sent it to us, but that audio quality is not very good. So it's just a mere memory now, our Bigfoot conversation. But trust us, it was really funny. And if we had it, we would replay it, but we don't have it. So those who remember that August show from 1998, let's all just have a good laugh together as we look back at the Bigfoot conversation. Oh, gosh.
Coming up again at 1:10, number 8 in the top 10 moments in ticket history. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is 10. If you're a girl who knows how to repel rubber in the crease, we need you to play goal in CCOI 7. Log on and register now for tryouts at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 12:17 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You were listening to The Hard Line. We are working 11 to 2 today on this, the Ticket's 10th birthday, just as we used to do back in the day. We're here at the Hard Rock Cafe. If you'd like to come down and hang out with us, everybody will be here throughout the day. Dunham and Miller will be coming on at from 2 until 5, and everyone else will be here later on. We'll be doing a bunch of roundtables and whatnot. Now, we are giving away the Dodge Ram 1500 truck today, and we also have a couple of keys to give away, which might start the thing. So if you'd like to come down here and try to win those, well, there is bound to be a table around here somewhere where you can find out exactly how to get that done. So there's still time for all of that as well. Now, as we were mentioning a little while ago, One thing that we have been very, very fortunate in doing this year is accruing a vast array and a large number of little sports buddies. And one of those joins us on the phone right now, Grego. Say hello to our favorite little baseball buddy, the great Rusty Greer.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary.
Well, thank you very much.
You feel like an old married couple, don't you?
Yes, pretty much.
Hate each other, huh?
Pretty much.
Totally.
Totally.
Hey, tell Gribble I'm sitting in my hospital gown, and there will be a man to walk on Mars because I will play again. Tell him to, so he can bet on it.
He sent it to Gribble? Yeah. What did Gribble do?
Well, the other day on the birthday thing, you know, I listen to you guys. On the birthday thing, he starts ragging me on air. So now he's driven a nail in the coffin, so we'll see who gets the last laugh.
Here's Gribble, as if he knows anything about baseball to begin with.
Exactly.
There he is popping off, saying,
see,
Rusty's
that's all
up.
He does is pop off.
Exactly. See, I guess I just don't pay any attention to Gribble unless he's telling us what time his wife made him go to bed the night before or illustrating some other lack of scene control that he might have. That's when I get interested in him.
I understand.
Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing good. Just kind of hanging out here and getting things squared away, ready to go out to spring training and continue my rehab. That's
all right.
About it.
So spring training is in the plan for you this year, huh?
Yeah, I talked to Buck the other day, and he said he wanted me to go. I want to be out there because I'm going to travel with the team this year. And I thought it'd be good, and he thought it would be good as well to spend as much time getting to know guys as I could, even though I won't be playing.
Well, what are your thoughts on the way this team is shaping up so far this year?
I think that you have your basic core that's there, that was there last year, and that's the infield, which is a good infield. And I think they need to put some things to rest, obviously, with the pitching. And then other than that, Lance Nix is going to be back. Kevin Minch, his hand is healthy. You got Eric Young. He's going to be there for support. And so it's shaping up pretty good. I think there's no doubt the pitching is once again the big stumbling block. And once they get that squared away, which I know they're working on that daily, then things will be better.
You know, much like the Stars came here in our first year, Ryan, that was Rusty's first year, too.
That's right.
94. We discovered him.
That's right. We did.
Hey, that's no kidding. I mean, when we saw you play a couple times, we saw you play hard, and we saw that you knew how to play the game. We started counting you. That's no kidding.
I owe it to you guys. And I knew that from the very beginning, so that's why I've accommodated you in any way I can.
That's right. You learned very quickly that your way in this world was through the hard line, didn't you?
Believe it. Hey, I will tell you a little story. One day we're sitting in the locker room, and you guys come talk to me. And I was sitting next to Will. And you guys walked off, and he said, "What do you think about those guys?" And I said, "I like them. It was real early." He said, "Well, let me tell you something." He said, "Those are the kind of guys that you need on your side." So you had to establish a reputation even way back then.
Well, that's funny coming from him because we certainly had our ups and downs with him
over the time
he was here.
Exactly. But Will's that way with everybody, so.
Yeah, I guess everybody has their ups and downs with him.
Exactly. I did sit next to him for 5 years, so just joined the crowd.
Did you start listening to the station, Rusty, after you were on the show with the Hardline, or were you listening prior to that?
I'm doing fine, Cobra. How are you?
Oh, hi, Rusty. It's good to see you.
Now, what was the question?
Were you listening to the station prior to having your own show here, or did that get you listening?
No, I listened to it from, not in 94, but starting in 95 when we started living out here all the time. That's when I started listening. And then it was the next year, I think, I had the show. So I was a full-time listener before the show started.
And a longtime Hardline associate all these years down the line. And it's
That's
been
right.
great to have you on board with us, man.
I appreciate it. I still listen to you guys every day. I want my show back, though, so I got to get back to playing.
Yeah, you do have to get back to playing, man. We want your show back, too. But you got to play.
The P1s want your show back.
I have a lot of people that come up to us that tell me that they miss me on the ticket. And I tell them that I'll eventually get it back one day. So I look forward to talking to you guys when I do. And I always look forward to it that once a week, especially I miss it now because obviously that means that I'm not playing, and I'll get back to playing, though, and I will have the show back, I promise.
Okay, if we go back 10 years, can you name the starting lineup from 94?
Starting lineup from 94, do I have to name them in order?
No.
No, just any order you want to name them.
Let's see. Manny Lee was at short. Doug Strange and Jeff Fry was at second.
That's right.
Dean Palmer was at third. Will was at first. Pudge was behind the plate. Juan was in right. Goodness, who was in center? I was in right. Juan was in left.
Oh, you were playing right?
That's right.
I was playing right in 94. And then
who was that mystery center fielder?
Well, I moved to center field about 10 games into it. So I played center every day from then. But David Hulse was in center before I started playing center field.
That was the mystery guest, David Hulse, that I was looking for.
Yeah, that was it. And, of course, I didn't get called up on May 16th. So Chris James played a lot of right field before I got there. And then he went to like a fourth outfielder because Gary Reyes was hurt.
Gary Reedus. Yeah, another one.
And what kind of rotation were we running out to the mound in those days?
Oh, we were running out. Tom Hinkey was the closer. We were running out. Let me think. Was Chris Carpenter wasn't a starter. Darren Oliver wasn't a starter. Jay Howell wasn't a starter. Who was starting? Rick Honeycutt wasn't a starter. Who was starting? Give me a name.
Kenny Rogers.
Roger Pavlik. Kevin Brown. I have no idea of the other two.
See, when it comes to the Rangers and we get around to pitching, that's where things get a little murky, huh?
Yeah. Get a little muddy in the water, that's right. Who are the other two?
So when I was trying to name
I don't know.
I named most of those. But if Rusty, a guy that was in the clubhouse, can't remember them, then how should I be expected to remember?
That's right.
Now, I'll throw out a name that I distinctly remember starting a game that year for the Rangers, but he didn't do much while he was here. His best days were behind him. And that was Bruce Hurst.
Bruce Hurst did, yeah.
Remember him, Gregor, when he was here?
Yeah. Jack Armstrong.
Yeah, Jack Armstrong was one.
Now, Craig Lefferts came the next year, didn't he?
No,
I think Craig Lefferts was already gone by it.
So he never played in the ballpark?
Yeah.
I don't
think so. Did he?
No. Craig Lefferts is 92 and 93.
But yeah. Then again, can he be trusted on this?
Oh, I think he can.
Check Jack Armstrong out. I remember Jack Armstrong got into it with Dan Shimmick the night we pulled in here for the exhibition games, and I'll never forget the encounter that we had. It was quite funny. So that's why I remember Jack Armstrong. But he got hurt. He hurt his shoulder.
I do remember him getting hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the opening day or second game. He got hurt, and then that's when they got they signed Bruce Hurst, I believe.
Well, man, it's always good to have you on. We appreciate the visit today, and I guess we'll be seeing you out in Surprise, huh?
Yeah, you will. I'll be out there, and we'll hang out a little bit. Maybe go to dinner.
Right. We are going to get plowed together, Rusty. Me and you and Danny, we're going to go out and tear that town up.
Cobra, you couldn't cut the mustard, buddy.
What?
A lot of big talk coming from him.
Couldn't cut the mustard.
Yep. All right, very good, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, see you guys later.
All right, very good. There he goes, the great Rusty Greer. I like to eat.
It is 12:27 here on Sports Radio.
The world was a better place when Rusty Greer was playing for the Rangers.
Yes,
Wisconsin. It was just a better place.
And you don't know how I hope that the day when he plays once again rolls around.
He'll play again.
Now that's abrasive.
Do not mark him out. Don't do it.
Yes, 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 yes.
What? What was that, Danny? He's on the board? What do you mean on the board? Oh, he is?
Well, get him out of there.
He seemed to poo-poo.
Well, get him out of there.
All right, coming up next, we visit with one of the guys who was very, very, very involved in the at the ground floor of this thing.
All right.
We're not going to put up
with
it. We're not. It's George at the helm. George has commandeered the board. George needs to get down here and interface with the P1.
That's exactly what he needs to do.
Boom! All right, one of the founders next here on the ticket.